The Mysterious Sewer Adventure by Stefan. Get cover! It was a dark and stormy night. It was the year 2060 on a Friday night. It was Friday the 13th, and Tanner and Jeffrey wanted to go on a little adventure around the block. Tanner was a 16-year-old boy, very small and very tall. Tanner was very smart, and he really liked to read books. Tanner was the oldest child in his family. Jeffrey was 17 years old, and he was the star of his basketball, football, wrestling, and volleyball teams. Jeffrey was a very athletic guy and very popular. Jeffrey was the youngest of his siblings, which included his two brothers and two sisters. When they were walking, they found something very suspicious. Jeffrey said, "What is that?" Tanner said, "I don't know. Let's find out." When they entered the place, it was very dark, sticky, and very smelly. Jeffrey took his flashlight out of his backpack and started to investigate the place. Tanner asked, "Is this a sewer?" Jeffrey said, "I don't know. Let's investigate some more." They kept on searching until they found a sign that said, "Welcome to the Mutant Sewer of Las Vegas." When they saw this sign, they were very surprised. They started to make their way out. When they couldn't find their way out, they got scared. A few minutes passed, and Jeffrey was getting very scared. Tanner said, "It'll be all right if we get out of this sewer. When we get out of this sewer, we can go to my house and play." That calmed Jeffrey down a bit. Within a few minutes, after walking for hours, they had found an exit. They were really excited. Before they could get out, though, the ground started shaking. They both asked each other, "What is that?" Then a big bang came out of nowhere. They opened their eyes and saw a big asteroid in the ground blocking their way. They quickly ran the other way to find a different exit. They were walking in the sewer for more than 3 hours trying to find an exit. They saw another exit and quickly ran toward it. As they were running to the exit, they stepped on something very spiky. They stopped running, and out of nowhere, they were getting lifted into the air. Then they saw that they were on the floor, and they saw a giant beast with huge horns and big teeth. The beast was yelling and crashing in the walls. They both tried to tame this beast so it would stop being very rough. They calmed the beast down, and the beast started talking to them. They told the beast that they had been stuck in this sewer for more than 4 hours and that they were getting very scared. Once the boys finished talking to the beast got up and said, "Get on." The boys were very surprised when the beast talked to them. The boys said, "You can talk?" The beast said, "Of course I can talk." Then the boys got on the beast's back and started heading to the exit. Once they reached the exit, the beast saw his enemy, the flying pig that's called Super Pig. Super Pig asked the beast where he was going, and the beast pushed him out of the way. Then the flying pig turned into the size of the beast. The pig said, "You aren't going to beat me this time." Then they both got into a big fight. The beast jolted at the pig and knocked the pig to the ground. The pig got back up and punched the beast with its iron fist. It made the beast tumble backwards. Then they both charged at each other. The beast bit the pig's front leg. The pig was hurt. Then the beast threw him into the wall. The pig waved his white flag and surrendered. Then the beast put Tanner and Jeffrey back on his back, and they passed the flying pig. When they reached the boys' exit, the beast saw the asteroid planted there. The beast picked up the asteroid, and the boys were able to get out. Once they got out, the boys thanked the beast for everything he had done. The boys were on their way home when Tanner said, "Wasn't that a great adventure?" Jeffrey said, "It was a great one, but it wasn't the best." So the boys went on their way home to Jeffrey's house. Once they got to Jeffrey's house, they started to play. When they were playing, his parents came home, and the boys explained what they had done that day. His parents didn't believe them, but they didn't care. They were just happy with what they had done. Every day since, they have gone to the sewer. They learned that the beast's name was Karen, and met his family, and went home happy every day.